Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Life Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like making your prayer requests over the air or your comments or your questions, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you that's listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of God today. We thank you, Lord, for watching over and keeping us as you've done. Father, we pray today, Lord God, that your spirit will begin to touch every individual that is listening to this broadcast, that you begin to reveal unto them the truth, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And as they seek your truth, I pray that they find in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you said you would be in the midst. And so, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1. The book of Genesis chapter 1, I am going to read verse 11 and verse 29. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 29. Now, as you are turning in your Bibles to that, the title of this lesson is The Lord Gave Us Herbs, Fruits for Our Healing, Deliverance, Part 2. Now, on part one, and in the beginning of this series as well, I am talking about something that, sad to say, too many of us, especially as Christians, don't want to hear. Just don't want to hear. We don't want to hear nothing about our eating or how to adjust our eating or in eating right, okay? So we want to just eat any kind of way, pile anything into us, and when we get sick, we say, Lord, heal me. Heal me. So in other words, we tell the Lord, say, Lord, I'm not going to think about take care of my body. I'm just going to, you know, do whatever I want to it and expect you just to come, like underdog, come to save the day and just come and heal me. Well, people, it don't work like that. Now, we're looking at today, and as we go to Genesis, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 29. And the word of God says, and God said, not and Brother Nate or and man said, it said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now, verse 29, same chapter, chapter 1. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb. Now, he said this after, when you look in verse 27, you know, he said this after he created man, okay, that he said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat or for food. Okay, now, when you look up the word herb, when he said, I have given you every herb, okay, remember that the Bible was not really originally written in English, so it was written, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And the original Hebrew word for the word herb there is eseb, eseb. Eseb means to glisten or be green, to glisten or be green grass or any tender shoot, okay? Herb also means, in the definition by Webster, a plant or plant part value for its medicinal, savory, or aromatic qualities. So when we put the definitions together, we see that the herbs, okay, green, that get your vegetables and stuff like that, plants, that was for a reason. It was given for food, not only for the savory part for us to eat, but it has medicinal parts. It has a medicinal role. It can be used for healing, for medicine, okay? Please hear what I'm saying. And the word fruit, the original Hebrew word, peri, means fruit, literally or figurative. And so God said he gave us the herbs, the plant that bring forth fruit, green plant especially. That's why green is so important. When you hear those that in nutrition talk about, you know, eating the green, like green greens and green beans and stuff like that, which we'll get more into that other part. But I'm here on part two, as starting with part one. I want to talk about the fruits part today. Okay, now, before I go into the naming of some more fruits, let us go to the book of Revelation chapter 22. The book of Revelation chapter 22, okay? The book of Revelation chapter 22, okay? Amen. And I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 will be the key verse. Now, book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Now, the word of God here says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, and of the Lamb, okay? He says, in the midst of the street of it, okay? Now, John the Revelator saw the new heaven and new earth. He saw the holy city, Jerusalem, okay? And he said, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, okay, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. Hallelujah. So just like heavenly things or symbolism of the fruits is dealing with healing in heaven, it will be dealing with healing down here. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. And here's the thing that many of us miss out. We look at fruits as just being fruit, but we don't really see the overall great benefits. People, listen. For a small inkling, you have to see the wisdom of God and how great God is in his creation. He didn't just create, let's say we're talking about now, fruits for you just to eat, to feed your stomach. That's part of it. But the fruits have some medicinal, helpful qualities for the body, okay? And see, the problem is many of us, and I'm specifically right now, I'm going to talk at Christians, we don't see it that way. You know, you talk to some people about, you know, eating better, eating more fruits, you get either these frowns or you may get this look on their face like, oh, no, don't say that to me. I just want to eat what I want to eat. Well, see, we'll come to read and find out that these fruits is a blessing, not just for our bodies to give us nourishment to our bodies, but can even heal and prevent certain diseases. Now, I know that certain doctors definitely would not want to hear me talk to you about this. You say, well, why is that, Brother Nate? Because if you start really getting into what God created to not only feed your body, but for health benefits as well, then what's going to happen is that you're taking money out of the pharmaceutical and the doctor's pocket. Because, in other words, think of this as a doctor. If I'm a doctor out to get the money, why would I tell you go down the street to your local grocery store or to your farmer marketplace and get certain fruits that it can deal with a problem you're dealing with? If I tell you that, then you ain't got to spend no money on the medicine, okay? And if I'm slapping high five with the pharmaceutical company, then I'm not getting the extra cut, so why would I do that? See, a lot of them downplay. They say, well, you know, studies don't show that that can happen. Listen, the Lord created the herbs and the fruit not just to feed your body, but it has health benefits behind it, okay? Think about it. Back in the days when man, let's say back in the days of Adam and all that coming on, what kind of surgical equipment did the doctors have? There wasn't no surgical equipment. You understand that? There wasn't no surgical equipment. There wasn't no, quote, medicine being made that they could take. So what did they have? That's why I believe that many of them back in the days of old, I personally believe, walk with more health than we do now. You said, why is that? Because we have turned away from what God created, and we have turned away from not using it for the health benefit. In other words, not just the health benefit, but to feed off of it as well. So we want the Krispy Kreme donuts, you know, the donut with the heavy icing, okay? We want the very, very sugary products. That's what we want. We don't want to hear nothing about, you know, eating different fruits, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I want to read another verse, and this comes from the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah, out of a message called the fifth message. And I want to read to you what the Lord said here through his angel messenger. Please hear this word now. And he says, and this is what he says in the fifth message. He says, warn ye the people that they may till the soil, for famine will come, and many things that shall make people idle and no work, and all those that shall not seek to supply themselves with the fruits of the soil will suffer. Let the people of the Lord take warning and keep out of debt, lest when the trying time will come, they shall lose. But those that are wise will seek to supply themselves with that which they need and be therewith content. Now, notice he talks about supplying yourselves with the fruits of the soil, okay? Now, we can see this also dealing with gardening, planting gardens, planting your food from the garden, and relying on, you know, the straight, using the right fertilizers, not all that mixed stuff, but depending on God working through that to bring up the fruit from the ground. This can include the fruit, not just your beans and stuff. That's in it too. Because, you know, there are what you call fruit trees. And you can plant fruit trees, okay? Amen. So the Lord is telling us that, hey, I have given you the herbs and the fruit. See, one of the things we have done is we have become spoiled, and we have become so connected to medicine. Now, don't get me wrong. Some medicines have helped people. I'm not speaking 100% against it. But we have become totally dependent on it, when many times your answer to your problem is right at your farmer's market. Or your answer to your problem is something that you can grow, that God will bless the ground, that will come up from the ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see, and here's the thing. It's as simple as that. But see, we have made things complicated because we have followed the system of the world that say, well, really, there's no real strong health benefits. Oh, it got some little benefits, but we got to do more proven studies to show that. But here, take this medicine we created right here that has so many side effects in you that it ain't funny. It's tearing you up here and there. And now you're thinking that, wait a minute, I had this problem, but now I'm taking this medicine. It seemed like I got worse. I didn't got problems that I never thought I had problems before. Yes. Absolutely yes. Now, I want to spend the rest of this broadcast, and I want to read off to you some of the fruits and some of the health benefits of these fruits. Amen. See, people, I want you to hear me on this. I say very strongly, for the last 2 to maybe 5 years, the Lord has dealt with me more on my eating and the fruits and the herbs and all of that, okay? Why? Because I have went through the different medicines, okay, and experienced the side effects. You understand that? See, many times, not only do the sickness itself can have people bound, but even the side effects from the medicine you take it. You understand that? When you take some medicine that definitely have you drowsy all the time, what you going to feel like doing? And somebody come to you and say, hey, let's go to missionary work tomorrow. Man, you drowsing and staying drowsy constantly all the time. Do you know that some people that take medicine, they stay constantly drowsy? You understand that? It's just like people in the minimum side. When they start really getting kind of, you know, out of the way, what do? They shoot them with something that what? To calm them and what? Have them like a sedative. Why? Because that's the only thing that they know to do with the people. You understand that? Is shoot them with a sedative and try to calm them down or make them drowsy. Okay? That's all they know to do. Now, I want to name off to you certain fruits and read some of the benefits of it. Amen. Okay, let's start with apples. Apples. Huge amounts of fiber. You know, we need fiber to keep our body, to keep ourselves regular. Vitamin C and K. It contains potassium. Reduces the risk of diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's. Oranges. Large quantities of vitamin C and potassium help in dissolution of kidney stones and healthy hydration supply in the body. Did you hear that? Help in dissolution of kidney stones, okay? Amen. Once again, these are in fruits that God created. Man, listen, God is so wise and so great in his creation, it will blow your mind. If we just got a little bit more inkling of what God did in his creation, I don't know if we can handle it. We'd be like, man, they're smart. I mean, they're just smart. What more can you, I mean, you can't say that by anybody else having that much creative power, okay? And for vitamins and for orange to help in dissolution of kidney stones, okay? And having potassium, just like the apple. Because one thing you notice that when you lose a lot of potassium, you'll cramp up. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. Like, for example, and I'm going to go on. Like, one of those blood pressure pills I was given by a doctor was called chlorothalidone. And chlorothalidone is like if you want to call it a diuretic. Some people call it diuretic, or either way it will. But you know that diuretic, it pulls fluid off you. Well, the other thing it pulls off you is potassium, along with your testosterone, okay? So when I first started taking it, when the doctor said, lay back, let me check you, I went to lay back, and I hollered out. And he was like, what's wrong? And I had some of the most amazing cramps in my upper thigh going to my pelvis. You know he had to give me a 20 MEQ potassium pill. That's like almost like a big horse potassium pill. I had to take that each time I was taking the chlorothalidone and the atenolol, okay? Some people, I got three bottles, three things of medicine like to take. Okay. Now, mangoes. Mangoes are said to contain antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, lowering the probability of contracting diseases. And you know that negative inflammation is bad on your body, okay? Can mess with your blood pressure and all that inflammation ain't good gracious. I'm just going to be honest with you, amen? Lemons. Impressive amounts of vitamin C helps increase iron absorption, which helps prevent anemia, curbing nausea, improve metabolism and skin condition. And also what I understand, and once again, this information I'm giving you is not all the information there is, okay? But also what I understand about lemons is also considered to be like a mild diuretic. So the natural way or way of the fruit or something, if you're dealing with a sickness, let's say high blood pressure, lemon juice is good. Straight from the lemon is good because it's like a mild diuretic, okay? Now, the next one is pears. Full of protein and fiber, okay? Pears are full are protein and fiber. Amen. Apricots, lots of vitamin A and copper, can strengthen your heart and bones if eaten every day. Amen. We don't listen. We just look at fruit as being fruit. We don't look at it as having health benefits. And see, this is one of the reasons why many of us don't eat fruit. We just say, oh, it's just fruit. Something to just kind of satisfy your taste. No, God created for it to be more than that. It has actual health benefits behind it. Amen. Coconut. Provide humans with rich source of fatty acids, absorbent acid, proteins, and other B vitamins. It can help in restoring damaged tissues in the body. Yeah, coconuts now. Amen. Plums consist of 87% water and some vitamin C. That's the plums. Okay. The next one is almonds. Almonds. Lower blood sugar levels, reduce blood pressure. Yeah. Lower cholesterol levels. That's in almonds, okay? Man, people, listen. We got to see this. You know, God is so, man, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Many times, I'm just lost of words to describe my God. Because he created some food for us that also has medicine value to it, health benefits. But once again, it's how we eye it. This is how we're looking at it. We're looking at fruit as just being fruit. We don't look at it as having health benefits, okay? So we listen to the world and the medical field and all that until you say, well, this thing will do what we're making, this kind of medicine, you have a better chance just eating certain fruit and it'll do a little something. Why? Because they cannot put too much emphasis on the fruit, okay? They got to, listen, they got to be careful how much emphasis they put on what God made naturally, what God made for us. Why? Because they can't make money off of this, people. Now, I got to be direct with you on this. I'm not trying to send you on a doctor pharmaceutical hunt, okay? I'm not doing that. But I got to tell you the truth. The pharmaceutical company, that's a billion dollar industry, if not trillion, okay? And see, many of these doctors know that many of us is not going to eat right. So what they do, they'll tell you, well, you need to eat right. They'll tell you that. But many of them expecting for many of us not to do it. And guess what? They're right. That's why you come in the next day, they look at it and say, hey, you know, your blood pressure was 200 over 120. Now it's 210 over 120. And then you sit up there, well, I'm trying to eat. And the doctor know you ain't telling the truth. So in their mind, they go, well, if you ain't going to take care of yourself, at least I can make some money off of it. Hey, I got to be direct, okay? I know some of y'all say, man, that's just a cruel way of saying it, Brother Nate. That I have to be direct, okay? Because to them, what's the use of me worrying myself about somebody that don't want to take care of themselves? But if I can make some money, you know, and that's what I do. Amen. So just like when you're dealing with high blood pressure, if you don't, quote, strike gold on the first pill they give you, hey, let's put you on something else. You come back and say, Doc, I mean, even if they know. Now, get this. I'm taking high blood pressure, for example. Even if they gave you a pill and you came back the next visit or two and you said, Doc, it's not working, and they take your blood pressure, find out it's still high, and they tell you, say, hey, well, you know, you need to stop eating so-and-so. And you said, well, Doc, I ain't been eating that stuff. I've been doing better. Knowing that you ain't telling the full truth, even when they know that, guess what? They still going to throw another pill at you and say, hey, well, let's try this. Now you're becoming a laboratory rat. I'm just going to, hey, I hate to put it like that. Because, see, really, the doctors don't know which medicine is going to truly kind of work with you. So it's like an experiment, okay? You hear what I'm saying? Now, next one, Indian gooseberries. Good heart health, provide anti-aging effect, improve immune function, reduce heartburn severity, and cancer risk, okay? You notice I read improve immune function. Amen. You know, when the coronavirus hit here in the United States, you didn't see them pushing a whole lot for you naturally building up your immune system. Now, I know what I'm about to say, some of you don't want to hear, but this is the truth. Because to get you to naturally boost up your immune system, get this through the fruits here that God has provided, means that you would not be able to put any money in the pharmaceutical people that made this coronavirus shot. Okay? You won't be able to put money in. Now, before the coronavirus, you can find many commercials that talks to you about boosting your immune system, you know, taking it, but you know, with this thing right here, no. The next one, cherries, packed with nutrients, rich antioxidants, and inflammatory compounds, can boost exercise recovery, heart benefits, improve symptoms of arthritis and gout, improve quality of sleep. Did you hear that? That's in cherries, people. Oh, man. I know y'all don't. See, ask God to help you. Ask God to help you get out that mold that a fruit was just a fruit. In other words, it's just something that, because see, some people treat fruit as like, just something to satisfy my taste buds when I have a craving for it. That's how they treat fruit. They don't look at fruit really as not just some food for us, but having health benefits, okay? So you got a lot of people, they don't look at that like that. So you start talking about eating fruit and stuff like that, you know, some of them go, well, you know I need to eat more fruit. But you can look at the look on their face, they like, I'm saying that, but I really don't care for eating it, okay? Now, the next one, mulberry. Rich in vitamin C, can limit the risk of developing several types of cancer. Peaches. Peaches is also rich in vitamin A. Offer protection from lung and oral cancer. Contain potassium, fluoride, and iron. This is in peaches, people. Yeah. And listen, we ain't talking about that mixed stuff now. You know, just like they sell peaches in a can in the store. A lot of it mixing that sugar and all that. We ain't talking about that. We talking about straight peaches, straight up fruit, okay? Straight organic, straight, you know, straight from the dome, okay, fruit. Amen? Figs. Good source of calcium and potassium. Improve bone density. That's what figs. Good source of calcium and potassium, okay? Improve bone density. Man, you know, when I think about this and read, I still got to say, my God, Lord, how smart you are. I mean, man, who would know that you would create something for food, but at the same time can bless you with health? Amen. And see, we're living in a time now that by people not turning to more of a healthy eating, medical bills are still shooting sky high. Persimmon. Persimmon has a good source of vitamin A and C, as well as manganese, which helps blood to clot. Did you hear that? That's in persimmon. Okay. Amen. People, listen. This is very serious, okay? Brother Nate is not on this broadcast just reading off this fruit because I really ain't got nothing else to do, you know, and I ain't know what else come to y'all with. No, I am straight serious about this. Now, is Brother Nate 100% all the way there? No, I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but God has blessed me to look moving these last few years, and I've been doing more on better in that, especially in my eating, okay? Now, some of you think about it, you say, well, Brother Nate, I've been eating such a way for years. I understand what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you something I found out. And I learned this lesson when my blood pressure got out of whack in 2010. When let's say when I was used to eating rice a certain way with certain things in it, and I knew that when my electrolytes and stuff got off in my body, my blood pressure shot up, I knew I still couldn't eat those same foods. Man, my blood pressure been started shooting up. So I had to eat some of the same foods, but not the same way, okay? You say, well, what are you talking about? What, like, for example, rice. Let's say if you've been eating rice and dash a little salt on it, well, you have to turn away from the salt. You see, but yeah, it became a challenge because if you had been eating that way for years, okay, then you'd be like, and somebody said, well, you got to, the doctor said, hey, you can't use that salt on your rice. All of a sudden, you're going, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, and many times, and this is what I found out, and please hear me on when I say this. When you have to adjust on your eating, does a challenge flare up? Yes, it do. It does flare up because if you've been used to eating that certain way for years. But on the other side, I want to throw this at you. You will find out in your determination, let's say, to get yourself on track, you will find out there's times that it's not as hard as you thought. Like when I had to do that adjustment of eating that particular thing, when I did that, I ain't gonna tell no story. In my mind, I was thinking, oh no, this is gonna taste awful. Man, this is just gonna be ridiculous. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to eat this thing slow. I'm gonna struggle with it, but I didn't. The next one, pomegranate, anti-inflammatory substance, boosting digestive health, and reduce insulin resistance. That's in pomegranate, people. Now, mind you, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, for example, this pomegranate, woo, that joke is hot. Last time I bought a pomegranate, people, it may have been 2 or 3 years ago. Might have been 3 years ago. And at that time, I ain't looked at it since then. Just for one, was a dollar or a dollar and something for one. I said, good gracious. And see, look at this way, people. This is why God said, till the soil that you may, you know, supply yourself from the fruits of the soil. Why he's pointing us to gardening and raising our food. Because even your fruits in the stores is got so high that your mouth fly open. You will walk into the food aisle and pick up one and see that price, and people will look at you literally just standing staring at it. And looking at them and saying, hey, is he okay? He's been standing there the last 5 minutes just staring at it. Is he all right? Yeah, because, and no, because you're looking at and you're saying, there is no way one of these fruit cost that much money. But it is. But it is. See, we feel it. See, it is coming before our eyes. Now, remember, I read to you the word of the Lord. The Lord says, supply yourself with the fruit of the soil. He said, because a famine is coming. It is a famine coming, people, whether you believe it or not. Listen, in this nation alone, they ain't telling us the whole story. They're giving you bits and pieces that we head into a shortage. And what God wants us to do is learn how to raise our own food. Okay? We got to learn how to do that, people, because look at right now. We ain't even hit a big famine yet, but look at the prices in the stores, people. You think the price is going up on your stuff on your shelf? Just look in your food section. Then the price is going up so bad, you thinking about becoming a farmer yourself. Hey, man, I think about becoming a farmer. But I quit my job and go farming full time, okay? Because the Lord is telling us it's going to get down in there for you to survive. Amen. You're going to be able to go in there and run in there and buy the Twinkies. Right now, you look at some Twinkies in cakes like that, they is almost $2.50 for one pack. Okay. Amen. The next one, grapefruit. Boost immune system, help with weight management, reduce kidney stones, has vitamin C, A, calcium, and what? Iron. This is grapefruit. Now, people, I think I may have tasted a grapefruit once in my whole life. Okay. I just gonna be honest with you. And that was years ago. And to be honest with you, I didn't like the taste of it, and boom, it turned me off. And see, this is what's getting us about, and for the most part, it's a lot of young folks in this generation, but I found out it ain't all just young folks. It's people around my age and stuff too. We're like we want to participate in what I call the bubblegum Kool-Aid generation. What do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, when we're told something is good for us, have health benefits, we want it to taste like Kool-Aid or bubblegum. We want the sweet, sweet. We don't want nothing that is like, you know, going to be bitter, you know. And automatically, many people start thinking, oh, even if you tell them what the fruit is and they're going to be bitter, they already frown and say, oh, I'm going to be sick. Now, you ain't even ate it yet. Some people sniff it. Oh, no, I know I'm going to be sick. I can't take it. And see, I've seen that many people rather go to the doctor, get hooked on pills, get hooked on having to pay out of the pocket, because remember, all these medicines is not covered by your insurance. And you finding out insurance over time is starting to drop different type of medicines now. And then when the doctor prescribes a certain medicine for you, let's say brand name, and you go to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy says, can we have your insurance card? You give it to them, and they come back and they say, I'm sorry, your insurance don't cover this. Oh, it don't? Oh, okay. Well, pharmacist, okay, I'll tell you what, I pay for it. How much is it? Well, it's two pills. Okay, $400. Your lip drop, your jaw drop, and you have to do all yourself to hold yourself up from falling on your face. And you're going, I know you got to be joking. No, I'm not. So now what you find yourself doing, going back to your doctor, because many times what the pharmacist will do, he'll say, well, if you can't afford it, won't you ask your doc to prescribe to you the generic part? Avocados contain vitamin C, E, and K, and B6, riboflavin, niacin, folate, pantothenic acid, magnesium, and potassium. That's found in your avocados. Because, see, we need magnesium and potassium, people, for the relaxing of the muscles. You know, how you know that sometimes we like, have you ever been there where, been at a point where your muscle was twitching? I mean, twitching so it was aggravating, and you catching cramps. Now, many times that's a sign of either low potassium, and even can be low magnesium. And plus, they have, you know, in the medical field, they even found out some studies that also your low magnesium, especially when it's real low, can mess with your blood pressure. And if you notice, most of your doctors, when your blood pressure up, they don't too much test you for magnesium. You have a few of them do, but most of them don't, okay? And I'm talking about truly test. I'm not talking about just a blood test, but from what I understand, you got to get some type of special test that they got to give you to check your magnesium. And so sometimes if your blood pressure up, it may be a low magnesium problem. But see, since some of these doctors don't test for that, they want to do what? Slap you on a blood pressure pill. Amen. Also, avocados can reduce, and they got here, cataracts, and can help with strong bones. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. The next fruit is, and I want to spell it first, because to be honest with you, I've never seen this before. It's J-A-B-O-T-I-C-A-B-A. Jabotacaba. And looking at a picture, I had looked at a picture of it, almost looked like something like almost like grapes or big blueberries or something. But it can improve skin health, lung power, stimulate digestion, prevent cancer, has potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory traits. This is in Jabotacaba. Okay? Amen. Lime. Lime helps reduce inflammation and certain chronic illnesses. Lime. Okay? I use lime. I create a it's a anti-inflammatory juice. I use pineapple, organic pineapple juice, turmeric, and apple cider vinegar, and lime, and mix it in, you know, make a juice for inflammation. Okay, and lime is known to help to reduce inflammation. The next one is guava. Guava can improve blood sugar levels, boost heart health, relieve painful symptoms of menstruation for you ladies, benefit digestive system, aid weight loss, anti-cancer effect, boost immunity. Okay? You notice, you know, these different fruits, you can eat these different fruits throughout the day or throughout the week that is can improve your and improve your immunity, okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Olives, rich in vitamin E, help with your immune system, may protect against osteoporosis, okay? Now, people understand this, and this is the other thing that people fall short on. This ain't about you eating the fruit one time and talking about, oh, it's supposed to boom. Oh, all these benefits you're talking about supposed to happen. It didn't happen, Brother Nate. I think it, no. Just like you notice that there's certain medicines you have to take over a certain amount of time for it to get in your system. Well, we ain't talking about you eating fruit one day out of a week, okay? This is more of a constant eating, okay? Amen. The next one is lychee. Lychee is rich in vitamin C, anti-diabetic, anti-inflammatory, okay? Another fruit is called durian. Now, like I said, some of these fruits I hadn't even heard of. Durian or durian. Reduce cancer risk, prevent heart disease, fights infection, lowers blood sugar. You hear that? Wow. You hear that? See, when I look at this, even as I'm going over this with you guys now, you know, I can just picture more of the importance that God knew, but that we missed. And see, some of you, because I was in the same, listen, I was in the same condition. Like the some of you I'm finna mention. Some of you, once again, you do not look at fruit with health benefits. Now, listen, be honest with yourself. That's not, don't, you know, you, oh, Brother Nate, you don't know what you're talking about. I knew fruit was like, okay, maybe you knew it had some health benefits, but you ain't looked at it, really looked at it with health benefits. Amen. You ain't looked at it. And that's one of our biggest problems, even as Christians. Our God, the one we serve, Jesus Christ our Lord, created fruits not just to satisfy our taste or any hunger or something like that, but it had health benefits, and we overlooked the last thing I mentioned. Because we have really listened to the world tell us that the thing that really going to help us is the medicines that the doctors make or in the labs they make. That's what we listen to. Because you notice that many times when it comes to like this one I'm reading to you, if the doctor want to shoot it down, they either going to say, well, there's no studies on it can do that. See, that's the same thing they say about these herbs, which Lord says same. Be going into the herbs if it's in line with God's will. That's the same thing they say about these herbs, where there hasn't been any studies on it. Or they're going to say, well, there's been very little studies on it. They say that to try to get to dispel the whole thing. Are you thinking about, if I consume more of this fruit that God made, then huh? And once again, I'm talking about organic straight people, not you, not us putting these fertilizer with these mixed, these what they call artificial fertilizers, because see, a lot of that stuff kills the nutrients in the original thing. It's the same thing with the beans and all that. When we put that artificial type stuff in there, it kills a lot of the nutrients, okay? And just like a lot of our processed packed food, you know, when we don't get it natural, even though it's processed or packed, a lot of the nutrients is already killed. So you don't get as all of the nutrients out of that food that you would normally get if you got it straight. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, the next one is called jackfruit. Jackfruit may help prevent cancer and heart disease, and get this, and eye problems like cataracts and macular degeneration. Amen. That's jackfruit. Help you with your eyes. Amen. Lord help us. Lord help us. People, I'm not telling you, this is what I know. Started eating better, people. I start feeling better. Okay? I really start feeling better. When you have been putting all a lot of the no-no stuff in your body for years, and you actually start getting on the road to eating better and eating like the foods that God has provided that come up through the earth, the organic herbs that he had come up through the earth, you actually start feeling better, okay? You actually feel better. You feel better than when you was taking certain medicines. I know that's hard for some of you to fathom on that thought, because once again, you have been either brainwashed or you have accepted so of these speakings of the medical field and science. You know, wants to shoot down the theory that these fruits and plants that God had to grow from the earth can have such health benefits. Okay? Because, again, man seems to think that only thing he creates should have the health benefit, okay? Amen. Just like, for example, and this is away from the fruit, give you an example. Cleansers. And you said, well, what kind of cleanser? Well, let's go with a colon cleanser. Now, if we were to keep our colon cleansed, that is a good health benefit to us. Why is that? Because for the simple fact is that when we go to the bathroom, we don't actually release all out of us that we should. And so it'd be stuff still left in us. And your people, you know, can cause cancer and stuff like that. It's all left in us. With a good colon cleanser, would cleanse your colon of all that stuff, okay? But if you were to go to some of these doctors, and I tried this with one doctor one time. It was a doctor I was seeing. You know, he was like my primary doc. And I had bought this supplement, colon cleanser. And I said, I'm going to run it by my doctor and just see what he said. Now, people, be honest with you, did I know that he wasn't going to be too receptive of it? Yes, I did in a sense. But, hey. Surprise me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when I go by, maybe you say, hey, well, yes, this will do such, such. Would I have been surprised? Yeah, more or less I would have. So when I went to the doctor, I presented to him my shoulder, and I said, Doc, what do you think about this? And, you know, maybe for that. So I gave him the bottle. He looked over it. He looked at it about a good, I don't know, minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And his words were, well, you can try to take it, you know, and just see what it do. That's the fuzz he can say. Okay? Because in that medical field, they don't, you know, You ain't get no talking too much about no cleansing, okay? Amen. Now, let me read one more fruit to you here. Cashews prevent heart disease, diabetes, excellent source of magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, zinc, B6, and K, okay? That's in your cashews. Amen. I'm going to stop it there for today. Amen. And probably read a few more fruits probably on part 3. And then we go more to the other ones, the beans, the plants, and all this stuff. Okay, but, amen. But what I'm trying to get over to you is that I personally believe that many people in the days of old walk in better health than we do today. If there was one country, United States, that we're pitiful, we eat a pitiful list. We eat a pitiful in ways in food or health-wise in medical bills. And like I said, many of us, we'd rather go to the doctor than doing what God, on our way to recovery and health, do you know the solution God provides is simple? Yeah, it is simple. We make it complex. So we'd rather keep going to the doctor who is assigning this different medicine that ain't cheap. A lot of them ain't cheap. And if you ain't got no insurance, you paying out your pocket. We'd rather grumble and complain about how high the medicine is, but still go to the doctor, then get ourselves on track in our eating and eat what God has blessed to come forth from the earth. Well, guess what? Guess who looking bad? We're the one looking bad, okay? And so we said, Lord, I want to eat anything and everything. I want to pop every sugary donut in my mouth and everything. I want to get so full of that. But, Lord, when it started having that effect on me, it was affecting my health, whether my sugar going up or my high blood pressure, stuff like that, Lord, I want you to swoop in like underdog. And I want you to save the day. You know, sometimes we thank God as somebody that can be just used, like he has no sense. I guarantee you, with many of us dealing with a sickness or a disease, and we went to praying to God about it, I guarantee you, with many of us, one of the things God would deal with is tell you, say, hey, you know what? You're eating this such a thing. You need to leave it alone. Or your eating is terrible. You're just eating whatever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for the word of God. I thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank the Lord for all you've been listening. I thank God for the broadcast. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock in about a little over an hour, Brother Eddie Lee will be back with the Angel Messenger Speaks Today at 7 p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word of Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.